escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on vacation. Joining us right now, our resident baseball general manager, courtesy of the Window Nation's guest hotline, he is Jim Duquette. What's going on, Duke?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing? How are we feeling after yesterday's or the last couple of days?
I feel good.
We're feeling good because we knew the assignment. We were fully aware of this assignment. You, with your experience, more experience than anybody in the room right now at doing this, what do you think about what the Orioles did up against the trade deadline?
Well, I'm glad that they chose the path that they did and went, I would say all in and moving guys that they should have. I think they missed an opportunity because of Bautista's injury to get something really good for him. I mean, you look at what the Twins got for Joan Duran and some of the other relievers that were traded here at the deadline. You know, Bautista has control. So does Duran there that the Phillies picked up. And Phillies gave up two really good prospects. A guy like Mick Abel, top pitcher, that would be in the rotation right away. So I thought that would have been a great move if they had done that. But outside of that, I thought they did what they had to do. I thought they got quantity more than quality in this type of environment. I think that's the best you could do. It wasn't like you were – position players in particular weren't getting premium prospects. They got multiple prospects for those guys. And I thought the take, obviously, they got for O'Hearn and Laureano was the best, Bateman. But I kind of like the Watts Brown kid that they got for Dominguez. I want to give a little perspective, though, for people that are listening. You guys know this. When you hear somebody that's in their, let's say, outside – they're top 10, right, in the industry. So it's 11 or 12 or whatever. If you look at everyone's top 11 or 12 in the industry, that prospect that they got is somewhere ranked around 350. So there's some risk there. There's some reward, upside reward, but there's also a lot of risk there. So obviously a lot of these guys aren't going to make it, and there will be some that we don't even know will end up being, probably impactful. So It's always a mixed bag, I feel like, when you're getting somebody else's prospects that are just outside the top 10.
Hey, Jim, staying with the Padres there, because the Orioles got a haul, but I think the A's got an even bigger haul for Mason Miller. It's admirable what the Padres did, but is it smart?
Well, it's interesting because I talked to A.J. Preller, their GM, a lot about this, right?
He's trying to trade you, too?
he'll trade anybody. He's not married, but if he was, he'd trade his wife if he could get better. Like that's how ridiculous he is. But the one thing he'll say, he does not mind trading prospects or quality. What bothers him more is the guy that he trades that turns out to be good that they misevaluated, right? So he's one of the rare guys that doesn't hoard these prospects out there, you know, and he's a guy that, you know, will put all of the chips in, which I appreciate. They haven't won a World Series yet, but he's trying. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I appreciate that any general manager that's willing to kind of go for it. I thought there were a couple that, like, I thought the Mets were, you know, going for it, even though they didn't get a starter. They got three relievers. I thought the Phillies, they were going all in, you know, versus the Cubs, who I thought just had a below average, you know, deadline, and, you know, they have a really good team. So, you know, that's the type of thing, like, I want to see when the Orioles are in it next year. I want to see them be more in and put more chips in than what we've seen in the past.
Jim Duquette joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. All right, Jim, right now the first place teams in the American League, the Jays, the Tigers, the Astros. Which one of those teams got better or did more, I should say?
Did more. Well, I mean, I think they all got, you know, marginally better. I didn't care for Detroit's. I thought they needed impact. Okay, they did volume again. It's one of those. What's your preference there? I don't think that was overly good. The Jays was a slightly better. Like, I don't know what they're going to get out of Shane Bieber. I think he's going to be good. All the reports are good. When you come back, you guys know this, coming back from Tommy John surgery. I don't know. It's never a straight line up. So, but they also have people internally that know Shane Bieber from when he was with Cleveland. There's a lot of executives from Cleveland over there in Toronto. You know, the one that I, you know, I'm not quite sure about is Houston. I thought, you know, I like Carlos, like, it's a great story, a return of, you know, it's like the prodigal son returning back home, Carlos Correa's, but it's not that Carlos Correa when he was with the Astros, the impactful guy. And there's a lot of money left on that contract. And I know Minnesota took some back, but I think they got better. You know, their GM.
I heard they only took like 30 million. GM. I heard they only took like 30 million of the 100 something million left. Yeah.
Right. Right. That's a lot of risk for a guy who hasn't played all that well.
Well, Jim, one of the other teams that you were talking about, what the Yankees did, I can't believe I'm saying this. I love what the Yankees did with that bullpen.
Yeah.
Is somebody going to call the Pirates and ask Charrington what the hell he was doing? When all these other teams are getting great returns for closers, and I don't feel like he did. How do you feel about what the Pirates did? And they held on to a couple pieces that I still don't know why they held on to them.
I'm not a fan of what the Pirates have done. And I'm not a fan of how they run their organization. And Ben Charrington's a friend of mine, right? So I know a little bit more about the internal workings there than I do other organizations.
Okay.
So I mean, he has such restrictions at the ownership level, which is, you know, it's just too bad. But there's no sympathy in the game for your owner. It doesn't spend money. Like, you got to figure it out.
Well, we know you're not going to sympathize with
him. Jim, have you ever been through that?
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm not going to certainly sympathize with him either. I told him I've had two really interesting owners that I've had to work for over the years too. So, like, there's no, and you know, it's not uncommon throughout the sport. So it's not a huge, that's not a big, you know, it's not an excuse, and he doesn't use it like that, but I'm with you. I didn't think they did well in the Bednar trade. And it's not like I thought the best thing they did was actually get out from the salary of Cabrian Hayes. You know, I don't care for him as an offensive player. I think he's more of a defensive only player. And I wasn't quite sure why Cincinnati was so interested in acquiring him. Maybe he'll have a spike up offensively there in that ballpark. But I you know, he has not been a much of a hitter through his last couple seasons.
There he is, Jim Duquette. Jim, thanks a lot for your time this morning. All right, buddy.
Have a good one. See you.
Thanks, Jim.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.